Good morning, everyone. Welcome to SBFM Radio. I'm going to do something a little different. Well, it's not really different. I'm still on the same subject. But I want to go back so individuals will know why you are having problems in pretty much all the states in the urban communities. I announced when I was on Soul Beat that the laws have changed. I even read what I'm getting ready to read now. I'm going to read a number of things. So those of you that are in the larger cities that are having a lot of crime and homeless issues, it started back in 1996 when the laws changed. I'm going to be reading from the information that was given to me by Alameda County as an employee, because we have to know what the changes were going to be pertaining to our clients that are receiving the money, food stamps, Medi-Cal, whatever. I'm going to deal with the overview and analysis of H.R. 3734, and it was called the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996. This is one of the reasons why, once I learned this, I started teaching my clients at social services this. And of course, once I came, one of the talk show hosts on Soul Beat, I was definitely going to do that. That was in 1997, the middle of 97, beginning of 98, somewhere around there. I read this, and so now I'm going to read it again, because it's necessary for you to see why you're in the position as a poor person today, and it's worse. Okay? You were given this information. There were things you were supposed to do. Now, I told you that with this is what the various states and counties decided to do, because they knew there were going to be problems. They pumped up Child Protective Services as well as Adult Protective Services, the foster care system. They created a fast adoption system. They pumped up the fraud unit. And now we have laws such as having police records associated with danger, drugs and stuff, as well as if you didn't do the right thing when you had housing. All of this was pumped up. If the police had come to your house and you're a tenant in a governmental situation such as Section 8, you could lose your Section 8. All of this was brought out to you, and you really didn't pay attention until it actually happened to you personally. So what I'm going to do is give you an overall review of what was covered in that 1996 changes in federal regulation, okay? The cash assistance payments changed. I said this before, it's no longer an entitlement. It was slapped together with what they call a block grant, and the federal government gave the states the opportunity to decide on what they were going to spend the money on, the states passed it down to the counties, basically. But we're going to deal with the federal part of the money right now, the cash assistance. And then you deal with the county on that here in Alameda County. But I'm concentrating on Oakland, and I will let you know why. But I'm going to give you a overall narrative here quick and let you know what was covered. The cash money was covered. It merged AFDC, emergency assistance, and the jobs program in a single block grant to the state. And California received whatever they received in 1995. They gave them the same thing. Didn't matter if they needed more or whatever. But California was given an opportunity, which is slightly different from the others that have AFDC. And they gave a little money more to California. Just a little bit more. For AFDC recipients the first year, okay? Now, State Maintenance of Effort, MOE, required the states to spend at least 80% of what was spent on AFDC jobs in 1994. For the states that meet those requirements, the MOE was decreased to 75%. Now, this is the impact on it, okay? It had all indications that Governor Wilson, who was governor at that time, will reduce California's commitment to families to the minimum allowable level. What they did is, whatever the federal government said was minimum, they went to that. Now, you have to keep in mind, the federal government is a lot lower than a lot of things, including the minimum amount of money they could pay you. Okay? Minimum wages, okay? And that's the beginning of things. Now, they did have incentives, but guess what? California was not qualified for a bonus as a high-performance state for moving people off welfare to work. Those of us that worked for social services at that time, we understood what that meant. And it was very difficult for us to explain that to our clients, but no matter what our performance record was, California wasn't going to get recognized that way. Now, I'm not certain when they had the model cities and all of that stuff, and they indicated the, you know, cities in California that would receive, you know, benefits from the government because you're a model city, as well as other states. Now, I have said this before. I believe that Oakland was a part of the control unit in California. Now I'm beginning to believe that California was a part of the control unit for the whole United States, which means that California wouldn't get some things that other folks would get. Now, they allowed supplemental grants to assist the states with high population growth and low federal spending per poor person. California is not eligible for a supplemental grant under these provisions. There were some prohibitions, and this is where I had mentioned last week or the week before, there were prohibitions. And I'm going to talk about block grant prohibitions. Block grant funds cannot be used to provide cash benefits to families with no minor children, parents that do not cooperate with child support. Oh, yeah, they really, because they're going to go for to the fathers. They got to pay child support. And if you have down there that you don't even know who the father is, you're in trouble because you better go get his Social Security number because that's what they're making you do at that time. Unmarried persons under age 18 who do not live with an adult relative and stay in school. They have to be in school if you think you're going to get some welfare, okay? Probation or parole violators, fugitive felons, and individuals convicted of felony drug possession, use or distribution, unless pregnant women are in drug treatment. See, we had a lot of crack babies born, and these people that smoking this crack and being pregnant were still receiving money every month, and it was known. So they had to pass some kind of laws to prevent this consistent pattern that looks like it was starting. Here's another prohibition. Parents who are not working are in employment activities after they have received cash aid for 24 months. Okay? This is where the 24-month rule came in. You'll be cut off, but you need to be doing something. Okay? They will cut you off after the 24 months if it is determined that if you do everything that you're supposed to do, you would have been employed because there were employers waiting to hire welfare recipients. Okay, here we go. Families, another prohibition. Families with an adult who has received cash aid for 60 months consecutively or not. If it adds up to 60 months. Okay, now let's look at the impact of some of these things. Time limits will begin counting when the state plan is approved. Okay? And it got approved real quick, and the county plan got approved, and all of that happened, and so now you have to do something, or else you are in a problem of being discontinued and possibly even cut off financial services altogether. Now, it is not likely that California will qualify for a bonus as high performance. I said that already. But the time limits are there. See, and in the future, time limits could result in loss of cash aid to over 6,000 families in Alameda County. Now, they had already calculated this in 1996. Who will be eligible for the 60-month limit, and then they had both, you know, limits that were 2 years, and one was a year and a half, 18 months type thing. The first group of people that were discontinued because of a time limit were those that were non-English speaking people. Those that were on the refugee unit, they were placed in a refugee unit because they're refugees. And they were receiving assistance. They were cut off first. I think they cut off about 2,000 people at that time. None of them African-American or white. Okay? Now, I want you to look at around Oakland and see who do you see that's homeless around here. We'll get into that later because I will show you personally. I'm going to go out and you will get to see. Okay. Now, see, I had an opportunity to be a caseworker on the Teen Parent Project as well. That means that these girls were under 18 years of age, have not graduated from high school, and they have at least one child. I had 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds that have babies. I mean, they had to do something to stop them. And so what they said, that if you go back home to your parents, maybe we'll be able to assist you. Some did, some didn't. Parents who are not working or employed, you know, or in an employment activity, were going to be discontinued, sometimes one or more. The child care was going to be taken care of. Your transportation was going to be taken care of. All you had to do was go to the training program, get your child to the child care center in time for you to get to your training program. Everything was going to be paid for. Well, everybody didn't participate the way that they were supposed to, so they were taken off the case. And many individuals didn't realize that being taken off the case could cause you not to be able to pay your rent the following month. So now we end up with a lot of people because they chose not to participate in programs and just messed around for 5 years doing nothing. They chose to do that. And now they're homeless. No, I do not like to see people homeless, but you have responsibilities. It's called the responsibility, personal responsibility, and work opportunity reconciliation. They were telling you, you have to be responsible for your children and yourself. Now, when I said they pumped up foster care, as well as quick adoption, as well as the fraud unit and child protective services, this is when it became crucial for you not to tell people that you're homeless, sleeping in your car, and you don't have an address, and all of these type things. Because they took it as you weren't being responsible by providing a nurturing and safe environment for your child. And they would take your child from you, send them through foster care, fast adoption, all that. We've had people's children that have been taken from them right here in Alameda County that has been adopted out in some other state. in some other state. I don't know what to tell people when they call me and want to know what they could do to get their children back. Well, it depends on what you did to lose them. And you're going to have to work with the authorities. Do everything that they tell you to do. If you plan on getting your children back, you better do what they tell you to do. I've seen people that have gotten their children back, did everything that they were supposed to do, and they have gotten their children back. Now, see, we have an immigrant problem, and a lot of people are saying that the immigrants are coming over here, they're taking all the money and all of these things. They are eligible to receive funds. I had an opportunity also to be what it was called, the refugee unit case manager. They didn't have enough people that spoke the languages of the people that were refugees coming to this country, so they had to get workers that would just volunteer and try to work with individuals that are in refuge from their countries. I dealt with, what was it, who was in war? Ethiopians, Afghanistanians, who, what are the other ones? Laotians, Vietnamese, Cambodians. They were all refuge from where they came from and came to these United States, and a lot of them came to California. And some of them ended up in Alameda County. Well, see, Governor Wilson indicated then that he intends to bar sponsored immigrants from receiving AFDC. And it was estimated about 12,000 people will lose their grants totally after they go through the whole process. But see, they got jobs. They started paying taxes. So it was very difficult when they had these many people here that were in refuge. They got jobs, paid into the income tax system. Some of them even opened up businesses, paid into the income tax system. So it's going to be very difficult for us to say, you guys get out, when we have a large population of people right here in Oakland, California. We'll just say Alameda County as well, that been here for I don't know how long and never had a job in their life. They've been receiving public assistance since their first child was born. Many of them started having even more babies because they had it in their head they'd get more money, not looking at that the average monthly income per person actually went down. They messed around here, want to argue about people taking the jobs that come from somewhere else, when at the same time I'm training you and you're telling me that you're not going to take a minimum wage job, which is a lot more money than you're receiving on welfare. Enough of you said that. That makes it now you can't get a job at McDonald's or any of those fast food Jack and Box. You messed up, okay? The immigrants came here, they worked, okay? Not only when I was interviewing employers during this period of time, because I was a job developer as well, and the employers tell me that the individuals that come from these other countries have better work habits. They come to work on time. They never absent and stuff like that, and they do the job. Now, who do you expect the employers to hire They in the business of making money. They don't make no money if you have a high tardyism or absenteeism problem. You see, don't blame other people from other countries for you not having a job. If you did not prepare yourself and your employment record consists of you having jobs here and there, 3 months there, 2 months there, and things like that, that's not a consistency. Employers want you to come to work on time and don't be away from work. Okay? You can't just have a lot of absenteeism. Now, how this affected us that were born here in this country, it made us look stupid. We have people coming here from other countries and look like they're able to figure out how to do this and take care of their families. All of those refugee people that were discontinued, they didn't go to jail. They didn't start dealing drugs and all of these things. Those families stick together. They take care of each other, something that African-American people don't do. So I don't want you to talk to me about an immigrant that's working and paying into the tax system, because, see, some of you welfare people don't get it. Your money, food stamps, Medi-Cal, any of those services that's directly associated with you being low income are paid for by some of these immigrants, because it's the income taxes that controls this country, that it pays for the stuff in this country. So I really don't want to hear you if you're not working, going to school, trying to do something, and the only thing you can say is that we got to get these people from other places and out of here. That's not going to help your situation on welfare, because you're not trying to work. I was noted, how will I say that, this, as an Alameda County employee, I was called every kind of bitch that there could be. I'm giving them law, letting them know what the new laws are. I didn't write this stuff down. I'm giving you this out of my mouth, from my heart, so you could understand what was going on. I didn't have to do that. All I had to do is generate a computer letter, send it to you, and tell you, you better get down here and go to this training program, or you're going to be discontinued. Alameda County took the route of begging people to come and participate in the programs, because they felt that a person that really wanted to work and really go to training, after we tell them about the services and they come in, they felt that they would be a better candidate of being hired, because they were motivated to come down. That didn't work. Okay? Alameda County should have done what they were supposed to do right off the top when they got these federal regulations. It stipulated who was eligible, who was not, and if they were eligible now, when will they become ineligible? How many months? All you have to do is tell them that. Mandatory people. There were those under the federal regulations that were considered mandatory people. That means you have to participate. Now, people that came, when we invited them, we had to still deal with whatever status they were. If they were mandatory, They had to be there. That's it. Some of them felt that because they came on their own, that they were volunteers. No, you are a mandatory person. A true volunteer is a person that did not have to participate at all for one or more reasons. But that didn't apply to a lot of people. They reduced the aid to immigrants. They seem to have been able to deal with it better than some of us. They upped the school attendance. If your children that you are receiving money for is not attending school, you're not eligible to receive the money. Okay? So how they prove that is that Alameda County was working together with the school system to provide us verification of their attendance and all of this stuff, grades, and I flagged my cases. There's so much fraud going on there by me looking at the dates of attendance and when they use child care. If you're not going to school and you're being, or work, and you're being paid child care benefits, or the child care center is being paying child care benefits, all those days that you did not attend school, work, or whatever, and you do not have an excuse, were days that you were given child care, transportation, and all of that stuff that you weren't eligible for. We were told, I just flagged the cases. They were going to decide on what they were going to do later on, and they did. A lot of things they did. Now they have your with work requirements, training requirements, and all those types of things. Now, here is where I want to talk about exchange of information with law enforcement. They're going to send your name, the address, all this stuff to law enforcement to see if you got a police record. And if your police record is what prevents you from receiving these services, then you're cut off. Now, food stamps, the immigrants got food stamps. Those that were able-bodied people, 18 to 50, they only got them for 3 months in a three-year period of time, unless employed at least 20 hours per week or in a training program, then you will receive the services that you need for your children and yourself. Now, there were work requirement waivers. If you have a disability, a medical problem of such, all you have to do is provide your case manager with a doctor's excuse. The doctor, the form that we give you explains everything. And unless that doctor says that you are permanently unable to work, whatever amount of months that that doctor gave you, you will be contacted again. And if you can't come up with another doctor's excuse, you're going to have to participate. Now, the benefit amounts, I'll talk a bit about, because I started that last week letting you know that they had been decreasing, and people weren't paying attention that these decreases and not getting a cost of living raise at the same time, you will be homeless if you don't get out there and go to school and get those extra benefits for your child care and all of those things. Now, Medi-Cal, they even messed that up. it wasn't as easy for you to get Medi-Cal. It wasn't. You're basically going to have to get a doctor's excuse saying that you will be needing medical services. Now, since Obama, pretty much everybody is eligible for Medi-Cal with his health care program. If you're not able to pay monthly for your health care services, then you're eligible for Medi-Cal. That's how Obama helped in the Medi-Cal area, because it's a part of his health care program. Now, child care is for those that are in school or working. They had transitional child care, which means you started working, but you may not, at the initial time, make enough for you to be cut off. But if you are cut off of welfare, you get transitional child care, and I believe it was for 2 years at that time, where because you started working, you still don't have to pay your child care for 2 years. Just stay on the job. These are the types of programs that kind of hurt people, okay? Because we didn't deal with the psychological problems that a lot of these individuals have from being on welfare so long. They became dependent. They have low self-esteem. Many of them haven't, if they graduated from high school, they still are reading and writing at fourth, fifth, and sometimes third grade level. And they graduated from high school. They know this. Their writing skills are poor. That's the reason why you were supposed to go back to school. Your child care will be taken care of, your transportation, your books, supplies. This county has paid millions and millions of dollars out on supplies. They call them ancillary expenses. And it's very expensive when you have a job that require you to have materials. Cosmetology was one of them. We had a lot of people that said they want to go into cosmetology. Their supplies and everything were paid for. The cosmetology school they went to was paid for. And somehow these people never started doing anything in that area. And all this money was paid out. Now, for those of you that were doing hair out of your home, you thought Alameda County didn't know about it, there are some of you that got caught and you're in trouble. Okay? Now, when I told you that fraud was upped, it was. Which means that the penalties for food stamp fraud, as well as for the cash aid, changed. They made it to where you would have fines and could go to jail. You can go to jail for 20 years for food stamp fraud. And all you had to have, I believe at that time, if I recall, $400 overpayment in food stamps. And for some reason, when people read that, they said, oh, I don't get $400 a month in food stamps. That's not what it said. It's a cumulative. If you're receiving $100 a month more in food stamps than you were supposed to receive through fraudulent means, you worked and didn't tell nobody, all of that kind of stuff. Received large cash sums, insurance money and stuff. Well, you're overpaid. and each month is $100. All it takes you to do is 4 months is $400. They'll send you to the fraud unit in a minute, and food stamp fraud carries a 20-year prison sentence with it. I mean, it's really crazy. In addition to that, you will never be able to get food stamps again. And for those of you that go to jail, doing drugs, killing people, you won't receive any food stamps, money, Medi-Cal, or anything. You're no longer eligible. It all started in 1996 when this first came out. And people didn't pay attention. Next week, I'm going to give you some statistics for Oakland is who I'm going to concentrate on, simply because we have how many? About 16 cities in this county. Okay, I'll get back to you next week on the rest of this report. Hi, JJ.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. You know who I talked to yesterday?
Who?
Eddie Abrams.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You spoke with Eddie Abrams.
He's in Texas, but the next time he comes to Oakland, he's going to contact me. We're going to try to get, now we're going to hook up Texas, Detroit, and Oakland. So,
oh,
yes,
that's wonderful.
He's doing fine.
That is wonderful. Yeah, I haven't talked to Mr. Abrams, and I don't know how long. So I'm really glad that you spoke with him.
Yeah, I ran into him like, what, once or twice since Soul Beat was shut down? Since 2004,
yeah.
I ran into him once or twice, and now we're at 2016.
Wow, I still can't believe that it's been that long.
It has.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson died in 2004.
Wow.
Since then, we had. Yeah. Okay, give us your report.
All right, I got some stuff for you and the listeners today. And before I start, I want to preface by saying again that we have our segment, and it's entitled That's That Bull. And any of you listeners who have something you want to shout out about that you feel that represents that bull, please give us a call. Give me a call. The number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. So if you have anything you want to shout out about, talk about any of your issues that you feel that represents that bull, please give us a call. All right, let's get started. Let's get started. First on the list, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are attempting to remind us how explosive they can get with their third movie, the third movie of the Bad Boy trilogy.
Right.
Now, yes. Now, third installment is going to be called Bad Boys for Life. Okay? Mm-hmm. Bad Boys for Life. They're going to be bad for the rest of their life. And now, the problem is, now, they were originally scheduled to release in 2017. With the fourth movie, which is yet to be named, in 2019. However, plans have changed, and they have pushed back the release date of both of these movies. There's no reason that was stated as to why, but all I want to know is what took them so long. Bad Boys was I love Bad Boys. I love them.
I did
number one. Yes, weren't they wonderful?
Yes.
I gotta say it. I could not stand Taya Leone's character. Now I know you guys know Taya Leone if you watched her new show, Madam Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that she's graduated to being a secretary, because could not stand her in Bad Boys. So I really think that if they plan on doing another, you know, movie for Bad Boys, just leave Taya Leone out of it and let her continue to be Madam Secretary. Okay? All right, yes, she got on my her and them little dogs in that movie got on my nerves. Okay, but enough said about that. Let me tell you about this. Now, it's been a lot of buzz this week concerning The Rock. Now, I know you all know The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, one of my all-time favorite WWE wrestlers. Awesome. Love him. Love him. However, there's been a lot of buzz because earlier this week, he called one of his colleagues in the Fast and the Furious sequels and all that other kind of stuff. I think they're up to like number 7 or 8 by now. Well,
oh no, I didn't watch any of them.
I'm through after number 2. How about that? I am through after number 2. Haven't seen any of them, but my son loves them. But however, The Rock got upset on set earlier this week, and he called one of his colleagues a candy ass. You know I love Rock. He called him a candy ass. But there was a lot of mystery surrounding who exactly was he calling the candy ass. Well, it finally came out that he was actually calling his co-star Vin Diesel a candy ass. Now, allegedly, oh yeah, Vin Diesel. Y'all know Vin Diesel. Well, The Rock called Vin Diesel a candy ass. Now, this started because The Rock was upset with some of the creative decisions that Vin Diesel, who was actually directing this new movie, number 7, 8, 9, 10, I don't know. But he was upset with Vin Diesel because he creative differences, and he didn't like the way that Vin Diesel was portraying the scene or directing the scene, whatever it is. But The Rock got pissed off, and he called Vin Diesel a candy ass. Now, I am not necessarily a Vin Diesel fan, so in my book that does make him a candy ass.
Oh no.
However, like I said, everything is going to be we're going to be looking to see how this is going to come out. When you work closely together, there's going to be creative differences. So hopefully that they will be able to, you know, get everything back together and everything will be
put on that.
You know,
keep us posted on it.
Copacetic. Copacetic. All right, now, now 50 Cent, I know y'all all know 50 Cent. Now, there has been a question as to whether or not he's 50 Cent, F-I-F-T-Y, or 50 Cent, F-I-D-D-Y. Okay. So whichever one you choose to call, we all know who you're talking about. But now, now after the big success of the show that Power, that comes, I think it comes on Stars Network. Well, after the big success with their debut episode of Power, they have they're on a roll. And they are want us to know, as the viewers, they want us to know that this season, which will be season 3, is going to be full of a lot of death. Now, this is what they say. They have said it's going to be full of a. Oh God, you got! I love Power. It's good. It is really.
I don't
good.
Watch any of those Scandal, Power, and what's
that
other one?
You're killing me. Oh, no. Especially Scandal.
I don't watch any of them.
Oh, well, for all those that do watch it now, he's saying that this season 3 is going to be full of a lot of deaths. So he's saying that there are a lot of these notable characters, the ones that we are familiar with, they're going to be killed off. But he also says, He's ramping up the level of sex on camera. So we're supposed to be able to look at season 3 and look at death and sex. Okay, what else does anybody else need or want? Death and sex. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's see. Now, this is the story. This is my last story. Let me tell you all about that. Now, I know y'all remember Faison Love, right? Now,
yeah.
He starred in The Parenthood, and he also finished the very, very popular Bebe Kids movie after. Robin Harris, rest in peace, passed away, and he needed to finish his voice. So he did. He finished his voice for the Bebe Kids.
Okay.
Now listen. Now let me tell you this. Now, Faison.
You only have 30 seconds, so keep on.
Oh, okay. Faison and Cat Williams. Now they have. A little beef going on. And look, Faison says that Cat Williams needs to come out of the closet. Okay? Now, Now, he says that this, Faison says that this feud that they're experiencing started when allegedly Cat lied about Faison joining Cat's tour in order to sell more tickets. Now that I'm gonna say, y'all, that's that bull, because I cannot understand why Cat Williams would need to enlist the help of Faison Love in order to sell tickets. That is
okay.
Cat
close
Williams.
Up, JJ.
Okay. Well. He also said, now, big thing about that is he also says that if Cat Williams would come out of the closet, he wouldn't be experiencing all of the legal problems that he's having. Like gay people, LGBT
community.
Okay,
JJ, you're out of time.
Right.
I have to go.
All right, well, then that's it for today. And, you know, if the stars got something to say, they better get it from who? Me, JJ. All right. Talk to you the next week, Cheryl.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to close down the show. I'll get back with the information. Don't forget to register to vote in voting because I'm still doing that. We're going to have to exert all of our citizenship rights. If you don't register to vote and vote, you're not going to be treated as a citizen in these here United States. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.